But that's something Miss Becky will get into next week. Now get ready for some hot grill on grill action with me and Miss Bianca.
Oh.
Meow.
Yeah.
Those buns feeling warm, sister?
A little bit.
The heat is on.
Went from pound cake to angel food cake.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Oh my. Light, fluffy, sweet. Mmm. Love that explanation. Well, Miss Bianca, my first question to you is, will you be in the Ladies of Femdom Fridays every week now?
I will try to be here as many as I can. Probably most of them. Maybe take Friday off here or there, you know, if there's something fun to do. But yeah, I'll be with the sexy mistresses of the Femdom Friday every week. Lisa's so fun. I don't want to be anywhere else.
Well, girl, we are so glad to have you.
I'm and so happy to be here. This is so cool.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it. That makes me so happy. I hope that's making the other girls happy too, because it is just so good to have y'all on here and to learn more about you wonderful ladies. Speaking of, what are three things you must bring to bed with you when settling in for the night?
Okay, so it's like a Stanley, but it's called the Iron Flask. I am an Aquarius. I don't like trends at all, but I needed my cup. So ice water and my cup beside the bed. I have a box of sex toys. It's always close by, so I don't even know if that counts. My girlfriend.
Oh, that definitely counts.
I mean, yeah, I sleep with her more than my husband, but that's besides the point. And then, like, a snack, I guess, you know, for if you want to watch TV or read. I like assorted nuts, candy, you know, and my nice sheets with my fan on. Those are my prerequisites for a lovely night in.
Ooh, it sounds so cozy. And those, I'd love to hear more about those assorted nuts sometime.
Healthy.
I want to hear about the toys.
Right? Oh, I know Krista's ears perked right up.
My collection is growing because of you, Krista, and Miss Harper sharing some things. So I'm like, yes, click, click, bye.
Wearing out her wallets, y'all. But that's a good thing. You're at least getting some pleasurable things out of it, thanks to our lovely mistresses. Yes. Speaking of, what are a few of your favorite phone sessions to do?
Well, no order at all, but I love cuckolding of all types. I don't care if you're a big dick man and you call me and we need to, you know, sissify or cuck somebody and make you feel good. We'll do that. Any kind of SPH, humiliation, bring your little small dicks to me. We have lots of fun with that. Not too mean, but I can be a little crazy sometimes. Of course, sissy dress up and sissy training. Love it. Love it. Bring out all the clothes. Let's go play in my closet, my penny drawer. Let's see what you'll look good in. BDSM? Yes. I love bondage. All of it. All of it. And I do switch for the right man. But no extreme restraints on me. I like very light, soft bondage for myself. And I guess leg, feet, body worship, mistress worship always rocks my world.
Oh, so very, very hot. Mm-hmm. So hot. And you've got like gorgeous calls. Legs. Hello. So I'm sure that's really easy to worship those lovely legs.
I work hard on them. So come worship them.
You guys heard it here. If there was any one male celebrity you could have as a submissive, who would you choose and why? No politicians, please.
Okay, in 2013, Channing Tatum was in this movie called The Endgame or something, or This is the End, and he played a gimp, all right? And ever since then, I have looked at him as, like, this little sissy bitch who needs to be, like, over my knee, spanked, his bussy tore up, tied up. It's embarrassing, but...
Oh, Mom.
Oh, my God.
That is not embarrassing at all, girl. You are in the right company for that. Ooh. You wanted to Channing his Tatum after
yes.
seeing that? You saw that GIMP and you were like, oh, come on.
Somebody magic needs that to be mic. Brought down. Yes.
I heard that. Another idea for a two mistress call. Who wants us to chant in your Tatum? That's we'll right. tag team that Tatum.
Oh.
Do you think, Bianca, do you think that all sissy girls are the same? And what are your favorite sissy calls to do?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No person is the same. Nobody exploring a kink is the same. I do love some sort of dress up, even if it's imagined. Like, we can go through the outfits. We can go shopping online. If it's my favorite, I'm going to pull out one of my harnesses and a strap on, and we're going to take you to Pound Cake Town. I mean, that's so fun for me. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to fuck you. But I do love the shy and sweet sissies that come to me, as well as the ones who have been in the lifestyle for a long time who need a little stricter hand. But like I said, I've had fun with experienced sissy girls and newbies, all the same, and nobody is the same. So that's part of why I love doing what I do with distance domination. I get such a vast array.
I love that. This is like a form of exploration, it sounds like, for you, doing these calls with these sissy girls and meeting all these different people. I love that. You're fitting right in here, girl. You're very welcome. If there was only one type of candy that you could eat for the rest of your life, what would that be?
A very nice salted caramel chocolate bar. Mm. Or pieces. That's a must. That's my favorite all time. Oh yes, Reese's peanut butter cups are right up there though. If I can't get a hold of those, prisoner.
Oh yes, peanut butter and chocolate. That is such an excellent combination. Good suggestion. If you don't mind us asking, because you said we could ask you almost anything, what was your first sexual experience with another woman? If you had one, of course.
Oh, I've had a lot. I'm very bisexual. I like to keep a woman with me. My husband knows this. It was part of our thing when we first got together. But I was 19, and one of my friends took me to a gay bar. She was very much a lesbian. Never has changed, but she thought she could show me some things. I told her I'd never been with a woman. You know, we just got into our first year at school, you know, going through the basics. And I got a little tipsy. We went back to her place and I did her so good. She's like, no, you've been with women before. No, I haven't. But she never believed it was my first time. I've never looked back. I mean, I do. I need to have a woman in my life at all times. There's, you know, but I'd be a lesbian if it wasn't for, you know, some nice dick on the side. I'm actually pan, so I love everybody. I love all genders, so it's cool.
You heard it here, people. And Miss Bianca, you are so sexy and so fun. What are some things that you like to do in your free time when you're not dominating men?
Well, I am a gym girly. I love the gym. Weights, cardio, all of it, the classes. I want to move my body. I want to keep it looking good. I have a guilty pleasure of reading smut, all kinds of smut. I like playing in my garden with my plants and things. Going out to breweries with, like, my girlfriends, finding fun things to do with, like, my family and my pups. You know, I just want to get out there and live life. So, are you okay? Yes. Little erotica. That's good place. But, yes, fan fiction, novels, all of it. Like, I just went to the Drunken Library event in my hometown, and I got like the mystery smut, and I was like, I've been wanting to read this forever. Now I have to go get the first two books though. So
Ooh, mystery smut. I love that.
Yeah. Who's strap-on is this? Monsters and vampires and things.
Oh, okay. I was like the haunted cock ring. But that's not really mystery. That's kind of horror, isn't it? Never mind. My mind is going so far into October. Excuse me, y'all.
Oh, yes.
But smut is delicious. I'm going to write a
haunted cock ring blog.
Oh my God, if it's possessed, that would be so hilarious when you put it on. You get taken over by the demon that resides in the cock ring. Love it.
Oh, hell yes. Oh my goodness.
And speaking of smut, we don't really write smut around here, but we write some pretty naughty things. So you guys should definitely check out our Femdom Fridays blog. And if you heard any of these mistresses that are on the panel today mentioning their websites, definitely hop on there and check out those blogs, especially if you enjoy some dirty literature, some naughty, naughty tales, because we tell some pretty good ones. Wouldn't you guys agree? Tell some pretty naughty, horny stories.
The Halloween blog train is my favorite event. Mm. And I want you to know I put favorite with like the extra warble.
So spooky.
And I put on the sissy pageant, okay? Like I ran that bitch. The Halloween blog train is better. It's better.
Oh, I need to sign up.
How can we forget that you ran the sissy pageant?
I know, she edged us within an inch of our lives.
I know, hours.
We're all still trying to recover from that.
I mean, yeah, it was great. It was fine. Yeah.
Also, Patty has read our blog train post before and is reminiscing in the chat about the cock ring that stole the cocks of unworthy individuals. That sounds fucking awesome.
That wasn't mine. I didn't write that.
That was really good. Amazing. Oh, I love it. The Halloween blog train is fun. Like, some of those stories are wild and out there. I'm remembering the haunted human furniture, like they were statues that someone wrote.
There's the giantess blog too for people. Like, if you like the really, truly weird shit, oh, we got you covered. Go to giantessphonesex.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go. What's the tagline for that? We'll crush you?
It should be, right? It's, let it load. I agree to the terms. The many benefits to being a good tiny pet is having a grateful giantess who wishes to bestow upon you a reward. It's a little wordy.
Ooh, that is incredibly hot, though. Oh, my goodness.
I wrote one about shrinking a dude down and using him as a sex toy.
See, if people
shrink him down and do that. What's the point of shrinking him down?
Word.
You shrink him down far enough, and they're insertable into various orifices.
And what's fun is when they struggle, they get to move, and it's like a vibrator.
For fellows who are also into futa, just imagine being shrunk down to like an inch or so, and then used as a urethral plug.
Ooh. Oh my.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds intense. Patty said, my ears perked up, and then they perked down.
Oops.
That's so on brand for us, though. We will ruin your orgasm. We will ruin it.
Oh,
now I miss Becky. Now I miss Becky. I hope she had a good time blowing off steam with Demi.